Welcome to the Skyfallen Plus podcast. That's the episode 2 with Samuel Sparenga. Hi, Samuel.
Hello, thank you for having me.
In this episode, we'll talk about the latest developments in the tech news, like kind of the latest, but not the latest of the today, at least. We'll start with the Pirate Party. What's it really, and what had been special about it? As Samuel had written a post about it. So Samuel, what's the Pirate Party? What's their aim? Are they a legit party and legally registered one?
Well, for that, the Pirate Party began as this subculture on the internet in Sweden. They mainly looked towards copyright reform, since the emergence of the internet threatened to upset traditional copyright laws, and many people were advocating for harsher laws of censorship on the internet to protect copyrights. But in Sweden, they had enough and they actually formed a political party. It wasn't supposed to be a left or a right sort of party. It's supposed to be a combination of libertarianism and technocracy. And due to their platform, they spread like wildfire back in 2006 to Germany, to France, to the UK, to Iceland, and eventually to here in the United States. When I went to the live stream, on election night, I remember how amazing those people were. They were just friendly about politics. They didn't even talk like politicians at all. They just spoke facts and just talked about how the internet is supposed to be free and equal for all. And the recent events here kind of show why we need a free flow of information for our system and such.
What's going on about Google antitrust and the, you know what, can you tell us what an antitrust lawsuit is? Why it was like, why does this problem exist? It's not with Google or anything, it's with many big tech companies, including Amazon, Apple. There are many companies. Tell us about that.
So antitrust suits, they go back a century, mainly because back 100 years ago, oil companies and steel companies, they practically had the same control over society as tech companies do today. And many reformers were just sick and tired of having companies buy out Congress people here. So what they did was they made a few laws that restricted the ability for an industry to be monopolized, or where one group controls the entire supply chain of that particular industry, such as metal or oil, or even more recently, social media and the search engine. Now, what we're seeing here for Google is recent events, particularly during our elections, are showing both the Trump administration and very progressive Democrats, such as Elizabeth Warren, that we need significant reform in the big tech industry, since, as the antitrust suit pointed out, that Google isn't just a company, it's a cultural phenomenon where information's available at our fingertips, yet it's all controlled by one company, and that company could decide whenever or not to post particular answers that they might not see as truthful. And many throughout both parts of the political spectrum are just afraid to see widespread censorship, in general, mistrust has been growing in the last decade or two.
Thanks for the briefing. You know, you pointed out that Google is on its own really thing. They can really they decide by themselves what's true for them and what's not. Even in the any search result, probably you would have seen that we have filtered out some results because they're inappropriate, because they cannot be true. You probably had seen that, right?
Yes.
It sometimes says for legal reasons, which I believe they might have to take down some, you know, results, obviously, but that's a really good fact. They really decide about what's good and what's not by themselves, not by, you know, they can't do that. They can't do that. They have to leave this decision to the society. You can't decide on behalf of the society if something's true or right, because, you know, you're trying to serve the society by trying to make decisions on themselves. They have promoted some voting campaigns as well. You could tell us about that. Can you tell us about them, Samuel?
Yes, and actually, can I go back for a bit when you referred to legal censorship? That's actually a major part in how what pirates are fighting against. Because here in the United States, there's this particular law that we've had for pretty much about 20-something years. It's the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. Now, this law is essentially making so that internet companies have to take down copyrighted content if the holder of that copyright files a claim against them. So there are legitimate concerns about how the internet's been used to pirate or expose certain corporate media that shouldn't be free and that they're trying to make money off of. But the pirates are fighting against that because the law itself has been really old and it implements some really restrictive features on the internet, mainly due to the fact that it inherently legalizes censorship by corporations.
We can actually see that fact in YouTube. You can't upload videos that contain copyrighted music, and they even got as far as to create systems that automatically detect the copyrighted content. It's crazy how much effort they actually spend on that. Some videos, it interestingly has like its own systems. It punishes you according to like the crime. In it's like a crime from there. I think so, at least. They punish you with like, you can't use the platform for a while, you can't upload videos for a while, and if you really attempt to do the same thing again, you lose access to your channel and stuff. It's really weird. And are there any other recent developments in the tech industry, Samuel? Can you brief us about new developments?
Well, since our whole election debacle here, there's been this push by big tech to really go against misinformation, since that's a major criticism most Democrats and Republicans can agree on needs to be fixed. And they've been basically labeling certain tweets by major political figures on if they're spreading a conspiracy theory or some other falsehood, that they'll link sources rather than take it down, unlike YouTube. But the whole response has actually been really effective as of yet. It's part of this new shift in how big tech is realizing how much power and influence they have, and companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter, they're all trying to block a flow of misinformation that may lead to civil disorder and other conflicts of that type of nature. But it's mostly just a response by Silicon Valley against the federal government, who claims that they promote some sort of bias against the administration right now.
We'll see what happens in the future, but thanks for tuning in at this episode of Skyfall and Plus podcast. Thanks, Samuel, for joining us. See you later in another episode.